just walked into the building. The man himself. He just walked over, sauntering as if he has cheated the law. I don't necessarily know if you've cheated it, but last night, if I give people a very quick kind of review of what happened, last night we were minding our own business, crossing Times Square. Do you want to say it in your words?
Well, yes. We were having fun. We were crossing Times Square when all of a sudden, terrible thing happened. A fine officer of the law stopped me because I had a reasonably small pocket knife
in my pocket. You come from the same background as me. We live in the sticks.
Right.
You've got chickens.
Yes.
You know the most important tool known to mankind. If you were left on a beach, if you were in a plane, well, maybe not a good analogy.
Yeah,
that. If you were in a boating accident, whatever. If you had your knife on you, you have a very, very good chance of being able to overcome. It's a tool.
Yeah, it's a
people
tool.
People don't just stab people with knives.
You know, right now, not having it, yeah. Which we're jumping to the end of the story, but not having it makes me feel a little naked.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
So this guy comes up to you.
So the guy, officer comes up to me. He sees it. It's in my pocket, but only the clip is sticking out of the pocket. And he says, "What is that?" And I said, "It's a knife." And in California, you're allowed to carry pocket knives. Apparently, in New York, probably for good reason, you're not allowed to carry such knives. Apparently, so.
He called for reinforcements.
I remember. He did, yes. And it was, it was very exciting because there was many of us in our party who were actually all walking to find Sizemore, and I had to kind of be pushed to the side a little bit, and they kind of ran my information, and they gave me what's called a summons, which meant that on August 8th I would have to appear before a judge. But as I live in California, so I had to.
Yeah.
How to deal with it today.
So I video blogged this. So if you go to Vimeo / documentary, you'll actually see the brief conversation that Sol had with Officer...
I think it's Officer Garland.
And the fact that he looked quite like a stripper. I thought someone was going to start singing you happy birthday.
I thought he was a Chippendales.
Very young.
Very young, very good looking. He looked available.
Yeah. I think later on a video, when the two big burly guys that almost matched your stature were called to make sure you didn't run away, I think they were saying things like, "What the hell is this? Why did you call us for this?"
Yeah, they felt like it was sort of bullshit, I think there was a young, eager officer was bored or needed to fill a quota of some kind, so...
Yeah.
It's bad luck.
So you managed to get to the court today.
Yeah.
I saw some of your tweets. You were showing the judge tweet deck.
Yeah.
And other bits and bobs. And I saw the hashtag free the Solster.
Yes. Yeah, well,
Not trending yet.
But I tried to get that going. didn't really work out the way I planned. It's fine. I think I have to write up something for the judge that basically says what happened.
You're allowed to do video?
They were pretty specific about the format. Didn't include video.
Chickens? Can you mention chickens?
I'm going to mention chickens.
Yeah. You need to sound like a farmer who has this kind of stuff.
No, exactly.
In England, if you get caught with a knife, you have to have a reason for having that knife.
Yes. And, the funny thing is the police officer asked me, he's like, "Well, what do you use it for?" And I use it for so many things, I couldn't think of one thing to say.
I'm now very conscious.
Yeah.
When I cut the top off a wine bottle, when I trim a piece of string, when I open a box, I'm always very remembering it.
How many people are on the chair?
So this happened.
Yeah.
And do you know how much you're going to have to pay? Or?
No, it's still, but...
You're free.
But I'm free and I can handle it over the U.S. Postal Service.
Okay.
Which means I don't have to come back to New York.
Which is good.
To deal with it.
What happens if you never come back and never go to court?
I think there'd be a warrant for my arrest. That would probably be legitimate. So
this could be quite good content though. Long term.
No, I think you should fly back in for it.
And then maybe we can document the kind of the chase.
Yeah, no, that would be that'd
imagine
be great.
You do 12-second videos from different locations around America,
right.
Teasing the police. There's a movie in this.
Yeah, I know. It's like what serial killers do, but I'm just a guy with a knife.
12 seconds to find me.
Yeah, you just have 12 seconds. You can't triangulate
But you have a special version of 12 seconds that sounds like the countdown off 24.
Yeah.
And we just call it 12.
No,
let's
we'll
keep
speed
it, short.
It up.
Just call it 12.
Yeah, 12.
And I'd say that if we could get Kiefer Sutherland into maybe a pastry shop for a couple of months. He could play you.
I don't think we need him. I am kind of the Jack Bauer of the 140 conference. You know? I mean, really. Let's face it.
Yeah, I could see it happening.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're free.
Yeah,
we just so
you.
Happen to be doing the interview within the queue to the food.
Yes.
So let's celebrate with
let's go have like a wrap or something.
Cool, man. Thank
and then,
you.
And that's a wrap.
Good luck.
Yeah.